Today we will be reviewing the second class of the Hebrew Crash Course. We will be reviewing pages in the NJAP book from pages 20 through 29, lessons 14 to 23. So please let's start on lesson 14. As we see, the two horizontal dots that go under a letter, either by themselves or with a hook, a yud, following the letter, it makes the sound as A, the Canadian A, or as in the word snake. So now we have the vowels A, in addition to E, in addition to O, and A, and E, and O. These are the vowels that we know. So if you look in line number one, using this A, the A is also known as a tsere. Line one would say A, de, re, re. Let's look at line three. Be, ve, he, a, imi. Look at line five, using the A, maher. Line six, ha'av omer, a, ho'aim. Line 9. Do-da. Bo-i maher. Line 13 gives us the word to describe God, the Creator, ha-bo-re. And what does he create? Line 14. Bo-re or? 15. Bo-re ha-adam. 16. Bo-re he-horim. Bore, he's the creator of Or, which is light, Ha'adam, man, and Heharim are mountains. The words on the bottom to know, Maher is quickly, Omer means says for a male, A means where is, Aim is a mother, Bo'i means come, a directive come for a female, and Bo'i Maher means come quickly. Let's look at lesson 15, page 21. We're introduced to the letter Lamed, which makes the L sound. Now, if you look at the upper left-hand part of the word, it looks like an L. Also, the Lamed is the longest letter. So that gives you a reminder that it makes the L sound, as in the word long. So let's look in line one. Law, la, lo, lay, li. Line two. Le, la, lo, lay, li, lo, la, lay, li. Line three. A, li, ale, a, li. Let's jump down to line number 9. Harabi lo made. Hadod lo made. Let's look at line 20. Line 10. Hamora lamda. Let's look at the question in line 12. Mi lamda. Hadoda lea lamda. Line 14, ho'el bore ho'olam. And the new words are lomed, means studies or learning for a male. Lamda is the same for a female. Leah is a name. And Meir is a name. Let's move on to lesson 16 on page 22. The letter gimel goes g, as in gap. Now look at the bottom of the letter gimel. It's very similar to a letter nun, but if you look at the bottom of the letter gimel, you see a gap on the bottom. So that helps you remember the gap. In the gap letter goes g. That's on the bottom right-hand side over there. G, gimel as a G, g. Now, let's look at line one. Go, ga, g, ge, 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 gi, gi. Go, go. Line two. Go, go, gay, go, Gadol, Gibor, Gam. Line 3. Ha, Gadol. Ha, Gibor. Gadol, La. Gadol, Lim. Let's look at line 4. Mi Gadol. Let's jump to line 9. Mi Gadol, Abba Gadol, Gam Hadod Gadol. Now, a reference to God, as we'll see in line 11, 12, it is part of the Amida prayer. Ho'el Hagadol Hagibor. Line 13, Ho'el Bara Hamor Hagadol. The words we now learn is Gadol, which is big for a male, and for a female, Gidola. And finally, the word Gam, which means also. Let's move on to lesson 17, page 23. We have that stick again. And when we had a stick with the ball over the stick, it made the sound O. Now we've got the stick, and the ball is hitting him right in the stomach. And because when you get hit in the stomach, you go, ooh. So that stick with the ball to its side goes, ooh. That's called a shuruk. There's another vowel next to that. Three dots going down at an angle. That also makes the same sound, ooh. That's called a kubutz. So this is the last of the vowels. The oo, both ways, makes that sound. So now we have all vowels. A, o, and then silent. E, e, o, with a stick or not. Oo, with a stick or not. And A. Let's look at line 1. Boo, boo, vo, voo, go, goo, do, do, do. Line 2. Ho, do. Lo, leom. Leu, nim. Dove, dubim. Line 3. Rove, meru, bim. Olam, u, lum. Ho, di, u. Let us go to line 8. Hu bore olam. Hu, line 9. Hu eli, line 10. Ho du lo. The new clauses are mi hu, who is he? Mi hi, who is she? Hu means he. Let's look at line 18, page 24. Here we're introduced to short vowels. They are called in Hebrew a chataf. And you see, again, two vertical dots. We've been introduced before, and they made no sound. For grammatical reasons that we will not get into, you may find these two vertical dots adjacent to vowels, such as a, o, and e. They, when you are more advanced, you can tell the differences in which they do in accenting the words. But right now, just know to ignore them. And they make no special sound, and you shall not be confused by them. Even if you would recognize them, that the two vertical dots up to now don't make a sound anyway. So basically, you're not making any new sounds of what we've done. We also are being introduced to the name of Hashem. And for the reading purposes, we will be saying Hashem's name. But once we know how to read them well, we do not say Hashem's name unless we're reading the Torah or from the Siddur. So if you see these short vowels on the top, ignore what the two vertical dots do and just say the letters properly in the bold letters. A, ho, e. Line 1. A, ha, a, o, ho, o, e, he. Eh. Line 2. Avi, Hadar, Ali, Ahali, Mo'omad, Elil, He'elil, Line 3. Ma Ariv. Ara Vim. Ahole. Edom. He Evid. Avo D. Let's look at line 8. Hu Eli. Hu Vori. Let's look at line 12. Avraham Eved Elohim. Line 13. Hu Elohe Avraham. And in the box at the bottom, Elohim Li Lo Ira. God is with me, I shall not fear. Let's look at lesson 19, page 25. We have a letter here that has a toe sticking out on the left side. You see the toe, and this is for the letter tough that makes the sound as t, the letter T going t, which is toe. So that's the sound that that creates. So therefore in line 1 we have to, ta, ti, ti, to, to, te. Line 2. To, tu, ti, tu, to, ti, te. Line 3. To, da, do, di. To, da, do, da. Line 4. Tal, mud. Torah. Tal, mi, di. Let's look at line 7. Divora, tal, mi, da. He, lum, da, Torah. Let's look at line 10. Ata, hu, ha, Elohim. 11. Ata, hu, Elohe, Avraham. Line 12. Elohim, godal, ta, meod. In the box, Torah Ora. Torah is light. And the words we are learning, Talmid is a male student. Talmidah is a female student. Talmud Torah is a Hebrew school. Let's go to lesson 20 on page 26. When there is no dot in the tuf, it is called a suf. And instead of it making a t sound as in toe, it makes an S sound as in slip. This is for Ashkenazim. Svardim would pronounce the suf exactly like a tuf, would make the t sound the same. But for Ashkenazim, with the dot it's t as in toe, without the dot it's S as in slip. So looking at line 1, we have so, saw, so, see, T, te, to, si. Line 2. To, sa, se, say, si, so. Line 3. So, su, so, si. Let's look at line 4. To, ra, to, ra. To, ra, si. Line 6. Toras, MS, Torah C. Let's look at line 10. Devorah, Oheves, S, HaTorah. 11. Hamorah, Omeres, HaTorah, Toras MS. Line 12. Elohim, Bara, S, Ha'adam. The box tells us, HaTorah, Toras, MS. The Torah is the teaching of truth. We have the word Oheves, which means she likes or loves. Omeres, she says. Lomedes, she studies. The word S in Hebrew, generally, you see that word S often, Aleph Saf, usually means has no translation, means nothing. Let's look on page 21. We have an unusual looking letter that looks a little bit like a ship with a dot, a ball, on the upper right hand side. It makes the sound shh, like you're telling someone to be quiet, shh, or as in ship. Now, an interesting mnemonic, we're not trying to be sexist here, but shh, as in she. So when you're dealing with your wife, you could say, she is always right, and the dot is on the right side. Okay. You could also say, if you don't listen to her, she kicks her husband in the shins. So that's the way to possibly remember the shin that goes sh. Line one. Sha, sha, she, 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 sho, shu, shu. Line two. She, sha, tish, a, ish, aish, shimu, ale. Line three. Sha, mosh, she, mesh, shore, sheer, shame, shabbos, shalom. Let's look on line seven. Shame, hashir, shabbos, shalom. Eight. Gam, shimuel, shor, es, hashir. You'll see something interesting in line nine on the second word, Moshe. There is a combination of one dot. There's a dot to the left, upper left of the mem, that makes the sound mo. The next letter, shin, should have a dot on the upper right, should be going she. So instead of putting two dots right next to each other, we merge the two dots as one, and we get Moshe. So therefore in line 9, Gam Moshe Shor Es Hashir. Line 13, Shabbos Shalom Ima Sheli. The vocabulary, Shor means sings for a male. Shir is a song. Shame is a name. Shabbos Shalom, a peaceful Shabbos. Sfardim would say Shabbat Shalom. Sheli means mine or mine. Shlomo is Solomon. Shimuel is Samuel. And Moshe is, of course, Moses. Let's go to lesson 22 on page 28, which is really reviewing everything we have learned. We'll read a few choice lines. Line 2. Moshe Shomer Shabbos. Leah Shomeres Shabbos. Line 6. Hamore Shomer Shabbos. Hamora Shomeres Shabbos. Line 8. Od mi Shomer Shabbos. Od mi Shomeres Shabbos. Line 9. Elohim Bara Es Hashemesh. Line 10. Hashomer Emes Leolam. 11, Shiru lo, hallelu, shimo. 12, Ashrei ha'ish, halomed Torah. In the box, Shemor es ha-Shabbos, keep the Shabbos. The words Shomer Shabbos is a male who keeps the Shabbos. Shomeres Shabbos, Shabbos is a female who keeps the Shabbos. Shulamis is a woman's name. Odmi means who else. And page 29, lesson 23, that same boat with the dot on the left side. With the dot on the left side, so we could try a mnemonic here. You could say, I left, and it makes the sound, by the way, of s, as in sin. The dot on the right side, it's shin, as in she kicked me in the shins. On the left side, it's as in sin. So you could use a mnemonic, I left my sins behind me. Or, it's no sin to be a lefty. And therefore, in line one, with the dot on the left, it would be so, sa, se, say, say, see, so, see, sue. Line two, we'll be careful here. See, sue, samu, shama, Sim, Simi, Sovo, Sheva. Line 3. Sova, Sus, Sheish, Salmo, Ose, Oso, Osor. Line 4. Let's say line 5 rather. Sora, Ha'isha, Shel, Avraham. Let's go to line 11. Avraham Shor, Shabbos, Shalom, Sarah Shelley. In the box, Sim Shalom means to grant peace. The new words, Sarah is a lady's name, but if the dots on the other side, it's Shara, which means a female who sings. We have the word Isha, which is a wife. And if you have her Isha Shell, it's the wife of. Please spend some time this week, every day, reviewing these sounds and these words. And wish you all to have a successful week number 2.